So here we are, a journey of a lifetime, the gentleman's journey. All of those years where I was teaching you guys about Born on a Budget, Mr. International, traveling the world, going to all these different unique places. And here we are in my car, traveling back from Granada, where we've just opened 1MI, the International Members Club, with properties all around the world for you guys, a resounding success. Now it's time to get myself home. So the journey ahead, it is a long one. It should be 3 to 4 days. It's a lot of driving, and it's going to take us from the house in Granada up to the capital of Spain, Madrid, heading off to San Sebastian in northern Spain, a beautiful part of the world, completely different to anywhere else. Then we reach our second country on this trip as we break the border into France and we head to Bordeaux. The plan after Bordeaux is to head up to Paris, with the final leg of the journey taking us up to Calais to get Le Shuttle straight over to the UK, Folkestone, and end up in London, where we're going to complete the journey and go full circle to the house that started it all, where I first made my first 1M First Man video. Now, it's not all going to be plain sailing. This is balling on a budget. I wanted to take it from an idea to reality, so I've set myself a £1,000 budget to take us from Granada all the way to London. This means being very selective with the hotels that we get, the food that we eat, being very careful with what we do, but I'm then able to show you guys how realistic this actually is. After a final visit up to the house to make sure everything was okay before we left, we set off to get some food with two of the members that were currently staying at the house. We all grabbed a quick photo together, and then I set off to my car. I went to stock up on supplies, put some air in the tires, fuel in the car, and geared up for the easiest and most enjoyable journey of my life.
What? Hey, what's just happened?
Do you have something to twist with?
This is the plastic, you see, like that.
Wait, as if.
So guys, you've joined us in the outskirts of where my house is in Granada. I was hoping to come to you with some great news and say, hey, look, this is going to be a road trip. We're going through Europe. We're going to go and do Madrid, Paris, London, the three biggest cities. The idea was to have a budget of £1,000 and to see if we can make it. It was a little bit of fun. As we were putting air in the tires, I guess one of the pins just got tore out of the tires or got pushed inside and whatnot, and now the air is just leaking out of the tire non-stop. The only thing currently holding this entire trip together is a very small plastic cap. We're currently en route to a garage that was recommended to us by a local. I'm assuming it's going to be his cousin or brother or something. He wants to make a quick buck. The question is, if this does eat into the budget, do we still go to Madrid? Do we skip Madrid? Do we drive through the night? Do we go straight to Bordeaux, somewhere cheaper? Maybe stay the night at San Sebastian? It's a very good option. It does add to the energy of this. It does add to the drama. But yeah, guys, we'll have to see. Right now, the entire trip is being held together by a tiny plastic cap on the front left wheel. I think positive thoughts here, mate. I think we'll be back on the roads in an hour laughing. Sit rep. We are currently at Centres Auto. We've got the tyre size. We're going to see what they've got in stock. Hopefully we're back to our journey quickly. Hopefully we don't dent the budget too much. Let's go inside, let's go and find out.
Yes.
Oh, good. It's Esther.
From left?
Front left, yeah. It's here?
Yes.
If we unscrew that.
We can be being trying to change the valve.
So, good news. They think they can repair it. They don't think it's a big job. It's €16, so we just have to wait here. We've decided, good plan. Let's look for a hotel in Madrid. And best case scenario, everything figures out. We're back on the road in 30 minutes. Not bad. Potentially crisis averted. We'll see.
With only €16 coming out of the budget, the whole mood of the trip had changed. I paid the €16 and headed outside full of energy, ready for this drive to Madrid.
We are back in the game. We've lost €16.
Not bad. Good news is I found a 4-star hotel in Madrid with a sofa bed and a double bed, a mile from the centre. It has parking as well, and it's only £121. We're balling on a budget. We're back. Let's go. Now, that was genuine passion. I'm buzzing. Let's go. And here is the culprit. This is what we've had to replace. This nearly derailed the entire trip. We're keeping it as a souvenir. So this is what we're looking at. I found this one. I think this is the best out of the lot. Liber, Madrid, Chambéry. I have no idea. 4-star, 8.8, fabulous, 626 reviews, 1.5 miles from Centro. Yeah, that looks pretty good. That's high level enough. Let's get this booked. Reserve for tonight. Let's go. Oh, mate, do you know what? I've never gone left here. I think this is it. I think this is leaving Granada en route to Madrid. Thank you, Granada. It's been an absolute pleasure. Really enjoyed this. Some memories that I'll keep for life, but it's time to go home. Time to get back to London and take this business to the next level. But it's been a pleasure. I'll never forget Granada. I'll be back very, very soon. What a place. Mate, good news is, I'll be honest, the car feels amazing. I think we make some ground up. Let's go.
After so many expected things going wrong and being around about 4 hours behind schedule, I put my foot down, covered the miles, but it was a hell of a slog. 4.5 hours driving on unfamiliar roads, low on energy, no food, and we even encountered the first of many tolls that you're going to see in this video. After running the maze gauntlet that is Madrid tunnels, we finally surfaced and found ourselves in the heart of Madrid.
Here we go.
Red light camera ahead.
This is fucking Madrid. Do you reckon I can go down here?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. She looks alright, you know?
After eyeing up the local women but being far too tired to do anything about it, we headed to bed to recharge, ready for tomorrow.
Right then, guys, good morning and welcome to Madrid. Trying to get to Paris tonight, I think it's going to be a massive pain in the ass. About 12 and a half hours of driving. Personally, I think we should stop in Bordeaux. Yeah, I really like Madrid. This is fun. It's my sort of city. I'm definitely going to come back. But we're not really making progress. We need to eat up the miles, so I'm running out of days in the Schengen zone. What, all the boys at 1M International, we're all going to Budapest soon for a week, so I want to save my days for that.
So, the plan of action today. We've got a couple of choices. I'll be honest with you, I know we had a few things that came up yesterday that made it a lot more difficult, but that 4-hour drive was tough. That was tough. 100%. I think if we do it again today, earlier, without car problems, during the day, when I'm fresh, I think it could be doable. I do like Madrid. I think it's amazing. But if we stay in Madrid another night, we still have the problem of being 12 and a half hours away from our destination that then gets us 3 hours away from our final destination, which would be another hour and a half. Do you see what I mean? It's a bit of a problem. I think let's get out of Spain and into France. Because, I mean, I've been here a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, it puts us one country away. Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of distance. I think we use today, before Saturday, as the mileage day. We just eat the miles up.
I think we're good. Oh. Bonabeo. So, the plan today, guys, we've got some confessions to make. I've spent a little bit too much money on coffees. Not too much, but we had some dark chocolate last night. We were starving. We just had breakfast. The tally's not bad, okay? We're at about £800 left, so the budget is good. We decided if we're in Madrid, we might as well do something fun. We're going to go to the Bernabeu, Real Madrid Stadium. Still gives us time to get to Paris for at least, like, worst-case scenario, 1-2 in the morning, which, you know, you get your head down, you get up, you're in Paris, you've got the whole day. That's not a bad situation. So we'll make it happen. We'll see how we go. Should be a fun day.
After a very short taxi drive that barely touched the budget, we were here, fulfilling a childhood dream of mine at Real Madrid Stadium. The Bernabeu.
I don't want to be those guys that are doing a football tour, but I think you have to when you're in Madrid, don't you? So we've got the premium service, guided tour. Don't really want that. I've got decent football knowledge. classic flexible time sounds good, but I don't think we're going to do more than, we'll probably be in and out, right? So keep the budget down, save 10 euros, two tickets, 70. What do you reckon? Panoramic view of the stadium. Yeah, I reckon we do that, 35 euros each. Let's do it.
Let's go for it.
When in Rome, or when in Madrid, when in the Bernabeu. It's quite a queue, isn't it? Aquí, okay. Hey, where's the museum? Disculpe? Museum? So the Bernabeu Stadium was good fun. As a football fan, that was a massive experience. What a team. I mean, we're talking 15 Champions League trophies. The stadium was unbelievable. We're hungry. We've decided we're probably going to shoot over to Bordeaux in around about an hour. So the plan now is to go down to a rooftop bar in typical first man fashion. It wouldn't be a first man video without going to a rooftop bar or restaurant. We've looked at the trip ahead. It's about 12 and a half hours. That's not including stopping for food, toilet breaks, whatever. So it's going to be quite a stretch. It's already nearly 2. I think if we drive now, you know, we're going to be arriving at like 4 a.m, 5 a.m. I just don't think that's going to be feasible for the trip. Maybe we can go San Sebastian, get some food, just power straight through. I think we then power straight through to Bordeaux. We spend the night there, be a much cheaper hotel. And I think then we can spend the majority of the budget in Paris and have a little bit of fun with it. We're going to eat a little bit of food now, get on the roads, and just see where we end up. Who's going to break first? Me, the car, or the bank account? Let's see. So guys, you join us in an underground car park. In San Sebastian, we have officially driven across the whole of Spain from bottom to top. Pretty tired, still got a decent amount of energy though, enough to get to Bordeaux. Now, San Sebastian is massively important to me. I think you guys will remember how many times I've mentioned it in different videos. I think Born on a Budget, Mr. International, I think I would say to you guys, you stop off in San Sebastian, maybe £100 for a night or two nights, you know, you move on to the next place. So really iconic for the brand and a massive landmark for 1M. Wet. It's cold and wet. Feels like we're in England. What happened? Jesus.
After finally reaching San Sebastian, we had to get some food and some much needed coffee. We used this opportunity to sit down and strategize the rest of the trip.
Okay, so a little bit of a dilemma. We've got the Hilton here. It's just one double bed. We can't go in that together. I've got another one here. 4-star. 8 rating, very good. 1.3 miles in the center, which might actually be better because we won't get caught up in the traffic. The only problem is they're saying check in before 12. Do you think we make that? Check in before midnight.
Do you reckon we'd make that?
I don't know. We'd have to leave now. It's 9:30 now. 10:30, 11:30. We're going to arrive about. Fuck, if we leave right now, we can maybe make that. We can maybe call them in advance.
Let's go.
That doesn't make sense. Why? Most of. Are they really going to do that? Mate, we might have to go, like, now.
Let's do it.
We can go in and just, like, haggle with them, try and get a cheaper price. See if we can say, look, we want twin beds, last-minute trip. They've got 5 rooms available. They're not going to be awkward about this.
Let's send it.
I think we do it. Fuck it. Let's go.
Send it.
Spurred on by the fact we didn't want to reenact Brokeback Mountain, me and Harry immediately set off for Bordeaux. After using the world's most confusing pump and thinking that our entire budget had been decimated.
What happened to the budget?
What did I just pay for?
I've got nothing left! Nothing left!
I went inside to pay for the fuel and then had one of the most philosophical chats of this generation.
Where's the strip clubs? That's one thing you just don't get in areas like this, isn't it? Because the women are just too well to do. Dads are still here.
I'm glad I started recording.
Did you get all that?
Yeah.
The dads are still here. They're just respectable women everywhere.
It's full of dads and spastics.
Honestly, it's just dads and then just spastic little boys. And it's just ripe for the picking for Mr. First Man himself. I could come here and just... Lovely.
Hello, mummy.
Fuck this, mate. It's not even about passport, you just want money. There's not even anybody here, is there? They're just trying to get paid again.
So, another toll, and this time it was 80 euros. Was it 70 or 80?
80.
Okay, terrible, terrible news. That seriously changes things. We didn't account for that at all. That sucks. We're going to have to get to the hotel in Bordeaux and we're going to have to do some calculation. That's fucked us royally, so we'll see. Welcome to France. Vive la France. Allez le bleu.
This is border control now. Mate, this is it. I think this is either border control or another fucking toll. It's another fucking toll. Look at it. Oh, mate, the budget has been swallowed. Mate, you are literally taking the piss. We're at our third toll. Do you know why I think they do this? Because this is the quick route. I think they know that people will take the quick route and this is what they're going to get you with. What's this number? Is this number 5?
Yeah.
Toll 5.
Welcome to Bordeaux. We finally made it across to Bordeaux. And I'll be honest, this is not what I was expecting. It looks more like Slough. However, as we drove further into the centre, the true beauty of Bordeaux started to come alive.
So we have made it to Bordeaux. I had to think then where we were. We've travelled so far. Mixed when we first came in, but looking around now that we're parked up, beautiful place. I think we're going to walk down and just suss it out. I always have a late night coffee, I don't know why. So we're going to just walk down, suss it out, see what we think, enjoy the area a little bit. And then we haven't actually booked a hotel yet, but we're thinking the Hilton. We got the budget for it. Nice 4-star hotel. I think we'll check into that. So we park the car up. Gonna have a little walk, see what Bordeaux's got to offer, and then we'll go from there, guys.
Got a really good price on that. Apart from the deposit, which is a whack, but...
After what was probably the toughest day on this trip, even though it was a Friday night, neither of us had any intentions to do anything but get our heads down. Waking up the next morning, for some reason, I had the world's worst road rage and everybody was my enemy.
Alright, people, when it goes green, go, because, like, I don't know if you've clicked, I don't know if you live here, but... You think because I got a GB thing, you think?
You're gonna get yourself hurt, boy.
Should I do it again?
It's fine.
You skinny little French cunt. Give him the beeps. Hey!
He didn't even want to look.
Yeah, I see him. Honest to God, these people are busy.
With another endless stream of tolls, expensive fuel, and some horrendous rain, I calmed myself down and decided to create my own entertainment.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Ghosted. Who else is getting ghosted?
He's having it. He's having it.
Only going 64 for the sake of the video. Don't worry, guys. Just chill.
After the last long drive that we would do on this trip, we finally made it to Paris.
Right, guys, you join me in the bedroom, and don't worry, this is very normal. We're actually, as you can see, in more of a budget hotel now. The budget took quite a hammering. Woke up in the morning, did some calculations, and we actually realised one thing. We feel a little bit stupid, or at least I feel a little bit stupid. The euro sign in a lot of these countries is the other side of the number. So when we thought we were paying like 90 and whatnot, we were actually paying like £3.90. So the budget was okay there. But I did some calculations, and thank God the budget was okay, because we were in a little bit of shit, where I realized if we booked a decent hotel, same sort of standard as the Hilton that we had the previous night in Bordeaux, we were going to be in trouble. So we booked this one. It's a 3-star hotel. It's not great. The location's amazing. It's not, you know, the best hotel you've ever seen, but it's enough. It does the job. And if you're born on a budget and you're in the center of the city, then in my opinion, that's pretty phenomenal. We've just eaten, we just had a hamburger and stuff like that, so we'll have to add that to the budget and see where we're at. But this hotel has allowed us to now pay for the ferry, and we filled up the tank, and I think we've just got enough to make it back to London with about a £67-70 budget that's left. So I think we're going to do it, but it's going to be tight. We're going out tonight. We're meeting some 1M international members, which is going to be really cool. Are we going to make it? Let's see. Tonight, the only thing that we're worried about is going out, having a good time. Tomorrow, we'll figure out the ferry. We'll see if we can maybe stay another night. We'll see what happens. But tonight, we're going out. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're in Paris. Let's go and ball on a budget. Something I was extremely excited for, Café de Marga. Two of the members of 1MI who are local to Paris were there to meet us for a real change of pace and a difference in conversation.
You think that rule like in the US, where they can tax yourself, tax you on your citizenship.
You don't mind it not being zero, as long as that percentage going towards filling the potholes, security and stuff like that, you know, policing. Totally.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, guys. Love seeing you.
There you go.
I'm not talking.
So I'm here with Harry. He wanted to see this tiny little thing. Now, he really wanted to see the Eiffel Tower. You have to do it when you come here. So it's a here nice little moment for Harry. Didn't cost a lot. Falling on a budget. Let's add it in.
Bonjour.
Sorry, we're English.
Okay. How can I help you? Would you like some coffee to drink?
We used to love to have a matcha latte. Do you have cinnamon? Vanilla?
We have vanilla, no cinnamon.
Okay, matcha latte with vanilla. Vanilla would be fantastic.
Mocha, yeah?
Yes, please. Oat milk as well.
Oat milk?
Yes, with please.
The matcha latte?
Yeah, thank you so much. What a lovely man.
Lick your finger, so you've got a bit of blood. I think we caught your head behind your ear.
Whereabouts?
So under my finger. No, down a bit. Out a bit.
Ah, I can feel it. Hey, where's our drinks? Perfect. Thank you so much.
May I also the side of vanilla? It's delicious, right?
Yes, it's perfect. Thank you. Now I'll put it all in. When in Paris.
Do you know what I mean? 525 quid each. That's really not bad.
Mate, you think we've done the Bernabeu Stadium? We've done Café de Marga. We've gone to a rooftop bar in Madrid. We were in Bordeaux. If we'd have had that breakfast as well, I think that would have been out of budget, definitely. But that would have topped it all off for me. Mate, look at this. Male Advantage 101. Look at this old guy.
Yeah, he's the boy.
Like, that's not going away. Like, you're still the fucking man at like 65.
You know where he's holding the bag.
Yeah. So, fantastic night in Paris. I did some calculations. We've got £32.50.
Ooh.
Excluding this. Excluding whatever we had to eat now.
It's gonna be tight.
We've probably got about £20 to last us from Folkestone to London to the end of the challenge. We'll have to see. I reckon we finish these, we have a little bit of bread, go and grab the car before it gets busy, and we just hope for the best.
I'd agree with you with leaving soon as well, because it is definitely
getting busier. But yeah, we finally got the matcha, that's all that matters.
Good one for a while. Ooh, budget blown. That's about 20 quid more than what we thought it would be.
Oh.
We've got zero. We officially have hit zero.
As we were driving out of Paris, we were feeling extremely sorry for ourselves, and the mood was extremely quiet in the car until I realised something about the budget.
Right, guys, so I just had a little revelation. We stopped in a petrol station, weird French system, don't know what it is, but we had to go inside. They didn't recognize the cards and stuff, so we went inside, and the woman said, look, you can pay for it in here, but I don't know how much you're going to fill up on, so we need to set a total. So I just said, look, do 60 euros or something. It's around, I didn't want to pay for more, and then it doesn't allow me to do more. So we did 60 euros. Here's the thing. We've actually got miles in the tank. Now, I set the budget this morning or last night as £60 or £70 of fuel. Well, we haven't done that. We must have done about 50 just then. So we got £20 back on our side. Now, I've just thought, if that leaves £25-30 that we've gone over by and we failed the challenge, if there's still mileage in the tank when we get to our final destination, that's money that hasn't been used. It's just in there as a safety net. It's almost like an overdraft in a bank account. So I think what we do, I think we get to the final destination, we calculate how many miles are left in here, we calculate how much money that would be worth, and we see if we're actually net positive. I think we're gonna finish this challenge.
Hoping this was the final toll with the budget scraping zero, all we had left was the fuel that was in the tank to get us all the way back to our final destination in London. With Calais and Le Shuttle in sight,
€223, please.
And nearly being back on home soil, things started to look up.
Mate, as if. What an end to the trip. What an end to the trip.
We've got one happy Chris.
Big John Stones with a 90 plus 5 again. Again.
We edit this out, but I feel like we're going to Auschwitz.
I know what you're saying, to be fair.
You know what I mean? Well, maybe leave it in if you know what I'm saying. In hindsight, it didn't seem that bad.
So we'll have to go on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. So?
Nah, I'm good. I'm the best driver on it.
Told you.
Has he just gone into second gear?
Go on then. What's the world record? Got to have a go, ain't you? I'm in third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Ah, you wouldn't let me do fifth. I've done fifth. There we go. No way, has it been raining? Don't believe you. We're in the same place, aren't we?
So we are back in the UK, we are back on home soil. We have got a 1 hour journey left. This has been one hell of a journey. I have thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. The amount of things we've seen, the countries we travelled through, the difference in terrains and landscapes that we've seen. These are memories for life. But now it's time to finish the job.
So we are officially back on home soil. I feel like I've been away forever. I know you miss me. It very much does look like the UK. We're definitely home. It is raining, very unexpected, not really. And we are now headed for London. Now, the interesting part of this is, we calculated while we were on the shuttle, Le Shuttle, that we might end up making it with about 2.7 miles to spare, or 2.3 miles to spare. So I mean, this is going to be extremely tight. If we end up doing it with 2.3 miles to spare, or I think it was 2.3, that's phenomenal. How we've managed to figure that out is ridiculous. I swear to God, guys, not scripted, not planned. Yeah, we're going to count down the miles. I think 180 miles on the clock is when we would go over £1,000 budget. So let's see what happens. We're currently on 244. We've got about 62 to drive. I mean, it's going to be close. Let's see what happens.
And here we are. That didn't used to be there. One of my friends actually used to work in this shop. Let me just have a quick look. 2 seconds. Nah, it's changed. He's not there. Smile. Say hello. This isn't my old friend, by the way. But there we go. There we go.
No, that is.
Go on then.
That's it.
Go.
You look at my eyes. Don't look in the eyes of the camera. Look at my eyes.
What are we doing?
Well, go on. No, that's the video.
Have a good one, man. Hey, have a good one. Where is it? It didn't used to be all scaffolding. They've changed it. 50. Was it 50? I thought it was 56. 54. 54, this is it. 54 Wharton Road. And I was in number 5. Yeah, number 5, 54 Wharton Road. We come full circle. It's crazy. The reason I'm here, guys, is because I used to sit. I don't want to look up too much at their apartment because there's people living there now. But I used to sit in that kitchen living room. And I came up with the idea of balling on a budget when I was up there. And all these years later, we've finally done it, and we've done a real-world version. And, I mean, that just blows my mind. Blows my mind that we've done that. And you'll see on the footage, we'll roll the B-roll.
So the one thing that you can take from that, in terms of the male advantage, is that women peak earlier than men do. And the second thing is, we're so lucky to be men because we have longevity.
But that was the first video that restarted this channel, and it was up there, started in here, from here, all the way around the world to Granada, and back again. Anybody can do it. And just one last thing, because I'm selling it very, very soon, but what a car. Thank you very much. See you guys.
Do you know what? Let's put some music on.